CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham, as usual. You can find the written version of the script on the RSGB's own website. So, good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 8th of March 2015. Here are the news headlines. Places still available on Youth the Expedition. Eclipse QSO party announced. Commonwealth contest prompts the expeditioners. Five places remain on the expedition to Wales from the 23rd to the 30th of July, organised by the RSGB Youth Committee. If you're under 26 and an RSGB member, why not join the group and take part in a week of radio? It only costs £50 for the whole week, and the RSGB will cover travel costs. To apply or to find out more, please email the Youth Coordinator, Mike Jones, via youth.chairman@rsgb.org.uk by the 10th of March. Recently, the RSGB Propagation Studies Committee announced the Eclipse Propagation Experiment for the morning of the 20th of March. The UK will experience up to 89% totality on that day, which is likely to reduce the effect of the D-layer on the ionosphere above the UK. This could mean that stations may be heard on the lower HF bands that would otherwise be inaudible during the day. As part of the experiment, an Eclipse QSO party is being organised for 1.8, 3.5 and 7 megs bands. This isn't a contest, but some of the RSGB contest committee software and web facilities will be used to collect and display activity reports. Any radio amateurs who are available are invited to take part. More details will be published over the next 2 weeks. Current information, www.g0kya.blogspot.com. A number of RSGB members are heading off on trips for the Commonwealth contest next weekend. Look out for G3LET as a VY2GQ from Prince Edward Island, IOTA NAO29, G3VYI stroke VP9 from Bermuda, NAO05, G4CWI as ZF2CA from Cayman, NAO16, G3RWF as 5Z4LS from Kenya, G3XAQ as 5X1XA from Uganda, and G3PJT as J34G from Grenada, NA024. The contest is on the 14th and 15th of March. Starting today, the 8th of March, the GB2RS transmission at 1000 hours on 40 metres from Germany will move to a new frequency of 7.127 MHz. This change is being made to accommodate contest activity that competes for spectrum on the band. Our thanks go to G3SIB stroke DJ0OK and M0DXM stroke DJ2XB for their continued support of the GB2RS service. The 10:30 reading of the news from Stornoway by GM3JIJ will continue on 7.150 megs as normal. The Chiltern DX Club holds its annual dinner on the 21st of March at the Calcott Hotel, Reading in Berkshire. The event starts at 2 p.m. with a session on remote operation. This will include talks and demonstrations on the reason for setting up a remote station or operating your home station remotely. There's no charge for the afternoon event, but members are limited, so booking is really essential. A three-course dinner follows at 7:30 p.m, with the after-dinner speaker being Nick, G3RWF, with Tales of an Amateur. Again, booking is essential. All details are on the CDXC website, www.cdxc.org.uk. Spanish Amateur Radio Society, URE, has told us that all Spanish licence holders have been granted a special prefix celebrating 90th anniversary of an IARU. Their 90th anniversary of the IARU during April 2015. EA stations will use the prefix AM, EB stations will use AN, EC stations will use AO prefix. N90 will be added after the call area number. URE club stations in the mainland will share, not simultaneously, the call EG 90 IARU. URE club stations outside the mainland, that's 6, 8 and 9 call areas, will share, not simultaneously, the call EH90 IARU. An interview is now available with Glenn Johnson, W0GJ, co-team leader of K1N Navasadi Expedition. Made at the end of the de-expedition, Glenn spoke to Doku Funk on the experience of operating from one of the world's rarest DX spots. The audio file is www.dokufunk.org/Navassa-E. That's www.dokufunk.org/Navassa-E. Now, for details of rallies and events in the coming week, today the 8th, the 30th, Withal Radio Club rally will be held. It's at a new venue, the Withal Radio Club HQ at Withal Park, Silver Street, Withal, B476LZ, doors open 10 a.m, 9:30 for disabled admission, £3. There'll be trade stands, catering, a licensed bar. Contact John 07428055931 for more details. The Science Week convention will be held on the 14th of March from 2 to 6 p.m. at St John the Baptist Church, Granger Street, Newcastle upon Tyne. Organised by the Five Bridges Cluster, the theme of the event is amateur radio in the era of social media and instant communication. Speakers include RSGB President John Gould, G3WKL, details from Nancy, G7UUR, 07990 760920, or email nancybonefigures2001@yahoo.co.uk. The Dover Radio Rally will take place on the 15th of March in Whitfield Village Hall, Sandwich Road, Whitfield, Dover. Charlie Tango 163LY, doors open 10 a.m, auction starts 12:30. The rally ends at 1 p.m. Entrance price for visitors is £2. See their website www.darc.org.uk. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for special event news, listen out for Science Week special event stations, usually working within schools or other educational establishments. If you hear these young people on the air, please give them a call. If you have any news of future special event stations, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now, news of the DX News compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources. Seven members of the portable operating group based in Stafford will be operating from a base camp North Anglesey from the 7th to the 14th of March using the club call sign MC0POG. They'll be operating all modes, and some of the more exegetic will be operating SOTA from various locations around the island. Toshi GA8BMK will be on the air as XV7BM in Vietnam until the end of March, QSL home call. Nick G3RWF will be active as 5Zulu4 Lima Sierra from Nairobi until the 18th of March. Preferred QSL route is log OQRS. Yacek SB5APW will be active as 3Whiskey2 Japan Kilo from Khon Son Island. AS130 from the 11th to the 18th of March, you'll operate SSB PSK31 and RITI, 40 to 10 metre bands, QSL home call direct or bureau. Alan G3XAQ will be active as 5X1XA from Uganda between the 11th and 18th of March. He's operating CW mostly on the high bands, and especially in the new SARL Africa DX contest on the 14th and 15th, QSL G3SWH. The team will be active as 9Kilo2 Foxtrot from Failaka Island, AS118 from the 11th to the 16th of March, QSL 9K2HN, using OQRS on Club Log. Contest news this weekend, 144432 Megs contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today the 8th, using all modes in both bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The ARRL International DX contest ends its 48 hours of operation at 23:59 UTC today the 8th. It's an SSB contest using 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and transmitted power, with American-Canadian stations sending state or province codes. The first of this year's series of five low-band contests organised by the UK Microwave Group takes place today. Sunday the 8th from 1000 to 1600 UTC using all modes 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 432 megs UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 11th, the 80 metre club championship is on the CW leg, running 2000 to 2130 UTC, the exchange is the usual signal report and serial number. The Commonwealth contest runs for 24 hours, 10 a.m. on Saturday the 14th. Last year the sunspot cycle was around its peak, conditions were good and the event enjoyed a record entry of 309 stations. As ever, there are the expeditions to some countries that you don't hear on the bands every day, so for most of us, even without making a serious entry in the contest, there are some new or rare ones to work. Using the 3.5 to 28 megs bands and CW only, the exchange's serial signal report and serial number, although HQ stations will send HQ. Next Sunday the 15th, the second 70 megs cumulative contest takes place from 1000 to 1200 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Africa All Mode International DX contest runs 1200 UTC on the 14th to 1200 UTC on the 15th. Both single and multi-operator stations may operate for the entire 24-hour period using the 10 to 160 metre bands with CW RTTY and SSB, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Full rules at www.africadxcontest.org. The second Tesla Memorial HF contest will be on the 14th and 15th of March from 1800 UTC to 0800 UTC. Everyone works everyone on the 80 metre band only using CW. Points are based on distance between stations, exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. Details www.radiosport.org.rs/HF Tesla Memorial. The Worked All Britain 3.5 megs phone contest takes place next Sunday the 15th of March, 1800 to 2200 UTC. The exchange's signal report, serial number and WAB squares. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 5th of April this year. Details www.worked-all-britain.org.uk. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA and K4BAO on Friday the 6th of March. Last week saw the solar flux index remain in the range 123 to 130. The beginning of the week saw rather unsettled geomagnetic conditions with a planetary A index up to 23 at middle latitudes. Solar wind speeds remained elevated above 500 kilometres per second due to a geomagnetic storm that brought widespread aurora around the Arctic Circle. The solar disk now looks quite bare compared with last week, and NOAA predicts the solar flux will decline to around 115 at the beginning of the week, rising to perhaps 130 by the end. In fact, the long-range forecast predicts these kinds of numbers right through to mid-April. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to remain fairly settled, with the AP index lower in the second half of the week, with a maximum of around 5, this should bring reasonable HF conditions. The Chiltern Ionosonde at the Rutherford Appleton Laboratory near Oxford has been showing critical frequencies where signals fired straight up are still just reflected back to Earth. Sorry, my page has gone missing for a second. Being reflected back to Earth, reaching highs of around 8 to 9.5 megs around lunchtime. This means that 7 megahertz remains useful for inter-G contacts during the day, with maximum usable frequencies on a 3,000 kilometre path reaching 25 megahertz and more than 28 megs on geomagnetically quiet days. Now for the VHF and up propagation news, with high pressure on the charts continuing to play a role throughout the next week, albeit with a few exceptions, the condition for VHF-UHF tropo propagation looks fairly good and certainly worth checking the bands from time to time. The exceptions are mainly due to a small low crossing the country on Monday and a weakening cold front on Thursday. Outside these two events, the pressure remains high and capable of producing lift conditions, especially in the southern half of Britain and into the continent. Stations in South Europe are enjoying almost daily 50 megs transequatorial propagation TEP openings in the early evening, so stations in the extreme southwest of the UK should keep alert for any brief extensions northwards. We're still in the January to April lull in meteor showers, so keep looking for random MS contacts on the lower bands in the early mornings and aircraft scatter on the higher bands. Moon's declination continues to fall all next week, so UK EME operators will get increasingly shorter moon windows with reducing path losses. And that's it this week from the propagation team, and that's it from me until next week. Until today, I have been reading the local news for the UK Midlands, but I don't believe that this information is still required or being retransmitted over repeaters, so from this week I shall cease to do so. If, on the other hand, anybody does care to contact me and tell me that they still want the service, then I'll gladly provide it and put it back. Thank you.